This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A French COVID-19 curfew in Paris and other large cities is now in place. It will last for at least a month, prompted by an alarming surge in new cases. The curfew aims to keep some 20 million people home from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. That is 30% of the French population. The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, a drug used to treat U.S. President Donald Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on severe cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavoured to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on President Trump's promises the coronavirus vaccine will be available before Election Day.
As he's been saying for months, the president told a Florida crowd there's light at the end of the tunnel.
We are rounding the turn.
Hours later in Michigan.
Turn the corner. My Lord. It's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again.
New cases per day are up in 44 states. Deaths per day are growing in 30. As it courts the senior vote, the Trump administration's unveiled a plan to get virus vaccines to nursing homes.
That's AP Sagarmagani, and this is VOA News. The United States is condemning NATO ally Turkey after reportedly carried out its first test of a highly advanced Russian air defense system in defiance of U.S. warnings. Turkey's defense ministry is refusing to confirm or deny the test firing. U.S. President Donald Trump sought to boost his position in the battleground state of Florida Friday by reaching out to senior citizens. His rival, Joe Biden, was in Michigan where he blasted Mr. Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. The two men are focusing their campaigns on the closely fought states that are expected to determine the winner of the November 3rd election. The candidates returned to the trail after dueling town hall events replaced a presidential debate that was canceled after the president's recent bout with coronavirus. Mr. Trump is lagging in most polls, and the latest figures from his campaign show he is also behind in fundraising as the race intensifies with 18 days to go before Election Day. Early voting and shattering records with more than 22 million Americans having already cast ballots. A new poll from the Associated Press finds the overwhelming majority of American voters describe the nation as deeply divided, as AP correspondent Jennifer King explains.
The new poll finds 85% of registered voters describe Americans as being divided in their values, and only 15% say that democracy in the U.S. is working well or extremely well. 65% of those polled say divisions will worsen if President Trump is reelected. That includes 91% of Biden supporters and a quarter of Trump supporters. Joe Biden had an advantage over Trump as the candidate trusted to handle the coronavirus pandemic, race relations, and Supreme Court nominations. The two candidates are competitive on the economy. Less than half of voters say they're highly confident that votes in the election will be counted accurately. Jennifer King, Washington.
A French teacher who had recently shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad was killed outside of school on Friday. AP's Mike Gracia.
A history teacher who had opened a discussion with students on caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad was beheaded Friday on a street in a town northwest of Paris. Police later fatally shot the suspected killer. The French anti-terrorism prosecutor's office says it has opened an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive. French media report the suspect was an 18-year-old Chechen who was born in Moscow. The attack came as a trial is underway on the January 2015 newsroom massacre at the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo after it published caricatures of the Prophet of Islam. I'm Mike Gracia.
More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.